Hello everyone, my name is Elena Rossi and I'm here today to talk to you about my experience running an organic olive farm in southern Europe and how environmental changes are affecting our work. Most people assume I've been doing this my whole life, but I actually spent 10 years in marketing before I decided to change my lifestyle and take over my grandfather's farm. It was a steep learning curve, I can tell you.
When I first arrived, I had to learn about the land. We initially thought the rocky earth would be ideal, as olives are famously hardy, but it turns out the patches of clay provide the perfect nutrients for our specific tree variety, so we focused our planting efforts there.
Farming is heavily dependent on the climate, and olive trees, although tough, are incredibly vulnerable to anomalous weather patterns. We were fully prepared for a severe summer drought, which is an increasingly common event here. However, it was a sudden winter frost that really did the damage this year. It caught us completely off guard.
The timing of this cold snap was disastrous. Normally, the fruit matures slowly over the colder months, but the freezing temperatures suddenly arrested that development. It didn't affect their colour, surprisingly enough, but it completely stopped them from achieving their full ripeness. As a result, our overall yield was significantly lower than we had anticipated.
Aside from the weather, we also have to deal with pests. A lot of traditional farmers use chemical sprays to protect their crops, or simply rely on local birds to eat the insects. We wanted an eco-friendly approach, so we've adopted a biological control method by releasing a specific species of wasps that naturally prey on the olive flies. It's been remarkably effective.
When it came to the harvest in late autumn, we had a difficult choice to make. You can use large mechanical shakers to bring the fruit down quickly, but they can easily damage the delicate bark of the trees. So instead, we laid down huge nets and gently coaxed the fruit down by hand using wooden rakes. It takes longer, but it's much better for tree health.
Water is another huge environmental concern for us, especially with changing climates. We used to rely entirely on rainwater collected in a deep well on the property. However, to be more sustainable and precise, we recently invested a lot of money in a high-tech irrigation system. It monitors soil moisture and delivers exactly the right amount of water to the roots.
Once collected, the olives need to go to the press immediately. Some people think this rush is to preserve their nutritional value, but in fact, it's to guarantee the absolute best flavour. If olives sit around in boxes, they begin to ferment, and the resulting oil tastes terrible.
After pressing, there is a lot of solid waste left over, like crushed pits and skins. We experimented with using it as animal feed for a neighbouring farm, but it wasn't very successful. Now we process it into a rich fertiliser, which goes straight back onto the fields to nourish the next generation of olives.
Looking ahead, we want to reduce our environmental impact even further. I originally planned to open a local farm shop to cut down on transport emissions, but I've decided to focus on building a dedicated website to sell our organic oil directly to consumers nationwide. It seems like the most efficient way to share our hard work with the world. Thank you for listening.